This morning, I would like to share with you a person in the Bible that everybody appreciates, and he even said, "Imitate me, learn from me how to serve the Lord." So I'm learning from him, so I encourage you to learn from him also. The scripture reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. The whole chapter, we are not going to read the whole chapter, but I'm going to emphasize some verses so that we can learn from Paul, one of the greatest in Christianity history. The reason I want to share with you, because you know, Paul is really a very good example for all of us to learn how to be an engaged Christian, how to be a Christian that we have you know, important part in God's kingdom. So this is very important. I mean, if one, we may have different gifts and we may have different desire how to serve the Lord, but this is Paul's testimony and this is what he has done in the past. The Bible, in the Bible, book of Acts chapter 17 mentioned about Paul spent 3 weeks, three Sabbath days, I mean 3 weeks in Thessalonica is the city, and he planted a church. I have been doing church planting since year 80. From year 80 to 87, I planted 5 churches, 3 languages, different people, Chinese, non-Chinese. I thought I have done pretty good. But when I read Paul's writing, like 3 weeks, planted a church, that's incredible. I mean, 3 weeks, what can you do? And after 2 to 3 years, Paul wrote to the Christian in Thessalonica, talking about, you know, about something he shared, he encouraged. So this is what I want to share with you this morning. Okay, from Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, 4, and 8. I just want to emphasize 3 verses here. I hope you can read your Bible also, if you have Bible. Since 6-7 weeks ago, my eyes have some problem. I really need a really big wording so that I can read it correctly. Thanks for praying for me. Okay, Paul, he wrote the first thing about he is delighted to be a messenger of God, to preach the gospel to whoever. This is something that really encouraged me, because I learned how to love the Lord, but I'm not the kind of person can sit down with anybody anytime and talk about Jesus. I don't know you, but this is not my nature. Now, I've been missionary to Africa, doesn't mean that I'm so good in just freely share the gospel with whoever. I force myself because I know something is is important. I know I need to share the love of God, even though by nature I'm not the kind of person to reach out to whoever and say, "Hi, do you know Jesus? You know Jesus loves you." And I envy a lot of people, like when they met someone and through a meal or dinner or whatever, and someone became Christian. I mean, that doesn't usually happen to me, because I may need to, at least 3 meetings to warm up a little bit, so I start talking about Jesus. This is me. But anyway, Paul is my example. I just share his joy, because in chapter 2 verse 4, verse 2, saying that we had previously suffered and been insulted in Philippi, as you know, but with the help of our God, we dare to tell you His gospel in spite of strong opposition. I mean, I'm so encouraged. Paul shared the gospel. He preached in spite of all kinds of strong opposition. And this helped me to learn how to share the gospel, because sometimes we say, why is it so difficult? You know, people don't respond according to what we expect or we hope so, and then we got discouraged. Paul just keep going. And verse 4, he said, on the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. So he not only facing opposition, but he hold on to the commission that, you know, that God wants him to do and entrust him, you know, with the gospel. So he know that that is what God's desire for him. Okay, as Christian, as believer of Jesus Christ, we need to share the gospel. We need to reach out. We need to, you know, just help other people to know about Jesus Christ. It's a simple fact. Okay, all of us, we were entrusted for this task, this mission. So we need to do something about and how to share the gospel. And then in verse 8, we love you so much that we would be delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. So Paul is willing to share the good news up to one point, that even if he has to share his life or even have to die for our Lord Jesus Christ, he is willing. So this is the mentality. This is the mentality. He is not talking about gifts. He is not talking about who can do it, or maybe some other Christian, maybe you are not gifted, so you are excluded. No. He basically just laid out saying that, okay, you know, this is what, you know, God loved the world and I respond, so I would like to share, even up to, you know, a point that I give up my life. So this is his life. As Christian, you know, I love to share about Jesus Christ, but not in a very confrontation way, like, you know, when you talk to someone and then by the like 15 minutes, so you have to challenge the person and say, I accept the Lord. I'm not the type of person. I mean, it's okay to do it, but it's not my type. I mean, I just saying that when I read the Bible, I have a lot of pressure, because I say, Paul, you are good, okay, but not me. But again, when I ask myself, as Christian, should I find excuse not to share the gospel? And then I say, well, I'm not good in this area, so what should I do? Then I turn to the Lord and say that, not because of me, but because of you, so help me. So, you know, in the 80s, I struggle. I knock on the door and people open the door and say, what? I say, I don't know what to say. And I meant to tell the person about Jesus, but I'm saying that, you know, I'm just looking around, you know, knocking the door and see. And at first, when I was graduate from the seminary, I knock on the door, and then people open the door. I meant to say that Jesus loved you. I want to tell about Jesus. But I was at the same time looking for a room to stay, a house to stay. So usually I just say, I'm looking for a room. Is there any place that I can rent a place? So I just feel so embarrassed, like going back home. Of course, they don't know what my intention was. But I know. I struggle a lot. But even through my weakness, you know, our team planned, how many churches? 5-6 churches? In 5-7 years. By saying so, that means it's not because of my gift, but because of my obedience. So that is so important, because when we start sharing the gospel, when we see people come to the Lord, the joy in our heart becomes something that is so, you know, you cannot change with any other thing. Change with any other thing. You know, so because of my weakness, how God worked through me, because I'll try and learn how to obey just a little bit at a time. And God just blessed my life, as He blessed Paul also. I've seen so many people came to the Lord. I just don't know what, you know, why they came to the Lord. Basically, the Holy Spirit changed their life. Yeah. Just saying that, you know, I have bring I don't know how many people to the Lord, but just saying that, you know, a lot of the cases I still remember very clearly. You say year 81 or 85 or year 90 or 95. I practically can pinpoint someone in a certain year that how they became the Christian, and that's really helped me to you know to enjoy to serve the Lord. So I would encourage brothers and sisters. Doesn't matter you know where you are, how old you are. We learn how to share the good news and see that people came to the Lord through you and in whatever way, and that will become a real pleasure, a joy of our Christian life. We need this to encourage us to keep moving, to keep moving. You know, when I was in Africa, I shared this kind of testimony already. Just saying that you know, I went to Africa with a background of planting 5 to 6 churches. So I thought I'm pretty okay. But not okay. Okay. We went to Africa, I mean, the weather, the food, the children they were not with us emotionally, you know, physically, everything just too much. And then I thought I'm pretty good with learning language, but not. Because after you are 35 years old, you know, your memory, everything just go down. You cannot deny that. Okay, I thought I learned 20 words per day. Then, you know, 7 days, I have 100 other words. But after 7 days, I still remember 20 only. So I just don't know what to do. So without language, you meet with people, and people say hi to you. You open your mouth, nothing come up. It's very frustrating, very difficult. So I tell you the truth that I cry before the Lord. I say, okay, you know, I need someone to come to the Lord, not because necessarily because of him, but because of just encourage me. You know, that kind of not very normal or not very healthy prayer, you know, come from my life, missionary life. I say, God, I don't know about other people, but I cannot survive. I cannot survive. So please help me. How can you help me? You bring someone to the, you know, through me become Christian. So at least I know that, okay, I'm not wasting my time here. I'm still doing something for you. So one day, a man came around my age. He came, and then I didn't like him. Because I know the person. He has bad reputation. He always go around asking for money and refuse to work. So I wasn't very happy with him. So he asked for a cup of drink, you know, during Ramadan, during the fasting month, you know, Muslim fasting month, which means, you know, they are not supposed to drink and eat during the daytime. So of course I told him, sorry, no drink. And then he was a little bit upset. And then, you know, but anyway, before he turned away, he just said, wow, being a Muslim is so difficult. Who wants to be a Muslim? So he said something like that. And I heard what he was saying. So I went into the kitchen and bring back a big cup of cold water to him and say, okay, drink it. In my heart, I say, become a Christian, become a Christian. And that afternoon, around 3 o'clock, he came back again. You know, during the hot season, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock is the almost the hottest time. Very hot. I don't know how many degrees. I suppose in the house, 115, 120. But outside, I don't know. The African never want to go into the house. They wait outside. So I need to go out and then, you know, sit down with him and talk to him. But I was grumbling all the time. Because I say, why can you come back in night time? Whatever. So I start sharing the good news with him. But by the end, he accepted the Lord. I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand. Because I found out he doesn't know my language. I mean, I was preaching in French, but he never been to school. So basically, I was preaching to him in a language he didn't understand. And he accepted the Lord. And then my language helper came in and say, why are you two sitting under the sun? I said, I share with him about Jesus. He said, what language? I said, of course, I just arrived not too long. I only learned French. I started learning the African language. And he said, this person never go to school. How can he understand French? But at that time, I was kind of just really not sure what to do. Like he said, I said to the Lord, I'm not sure what does it mean. So I asked translator to, you know, explain to him. You know, I share very briefly, he explained. You know, when I talked to my missionary friend, the missionary friend said, no way. All the Africans, they say, yes, I want to become Christian because they want to be your friend. And then because you are rich, then you can help him financially or whatever materially. So I was so upset with you know, the whole outcome. But the following Wednesday prayer meeting, he came to our prayer meeting. I mean, Muslims come to our prayer meeting. It's not a usual thing, okay? It's a publicly announced that, okay, I proclaim that I'm a Christian. The Sunday he came. And after two Sundays, you know, in our African church, we have offerings. So we pass around the plate, like, you know, a basket or a plate. So people put money in. So Emily told me, do you see that? Do you see that? He put money in. I mean, before he was asking for help and never want to repair, never want to work. And now, after a few weeks, he start putting money in. And then after 20 years, my missionary friend came to me saying that, you know what? This man is still in the church. So I asked myself, I say, you know, when we work with the Lord, we obey Him, we just try to do something, you know, for Him in spite of our limitation, weakness, and God use us without any good reason. Just use us. And in order to bless us, in order to give us a joy to become a Christian, to become a, you know, a witness to our Lord Jesus Christ, to many people. So brother and sister, why can we find joy in serving the Lord? Basically, Paul here is saying that, you know, share the good news. Share the good news in spite of the, you know, the circumstances or opposition, or, you know, sometimes you don't see result. But when we share, we want to obey, and God start working. And you realize that as a Christian, it's not by name. As a Christian, we work with the Lord, and God is so near. God is willing to use us, even we are very, you know, limited in many ways. This is a joy. So Paul, as a servant, he can keep moving. He can just keep sharing the good news, you know, with, you know, like even have an insult or suffering, a lot of things happen to him. You know, his joy is ever greater than whatever that may discourage him, that keep him moving. We need that, brother and sister. We need that. So don't fear. Don't feel like I don't know how to do it. Just, you know, pray to God and say, God, help me. Last week I interviewed another man, a USC professor. He's going to get baptized during CRC. I said, how do you become a Christian? He said, first, I heard that my friend got baptized, so he said, I went to visit the friend. Second, you know, before he see the friend, he attend a party. And the party, you know, someone that he you know, he just got to know the person, you know, by the middle of the party, saying, okay, everybody, bye, I'm leaving. So he asked the man, saying, where are you going? The man said, I'm going to a Christian Bible study. No one shared good news with him. Okay, so the person said this, saying, I'm going to Bible study. Okay, make him start thinking, this is a good party. Is there anything better than this? So immediately he asked himself. And secondly, when he saw his friend got baptized, he started thinking, wow, he's an intellectual, he's a highly educated person, you know, like, you know, scientist. How can he become a Christian? So he attended a Christmas, you know, party. And then he said, no one stopped preaching, just the singing himself. He opened up his heart and said, Lord, I want you. So he became Christian. Not even anyone talked to him like, who is Jesus? So anything can happen. So our testimony, our desire to serve, to share the good news, to live out a life that people can see through us, you know, our life is a different life. This is so important. So this is one area. I don't have time. Yeah. The second thing Paul mentioned about, he served the Lord, you know, like a mom, like a dad. You know, it's a so beautiful word in here. You read the chapter 2, verse 11, for you know that we dealt with each of you as a, no, sorry, mom first. Okay. Where is mom? Verse 7. Okay. Verse 7. Saying that, okay, where is verse 7? Okay. But we were gentle among you like a mom, caring for her little children. And the verse 11, as the father deal with his children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live worthy of God, a life worthy of God. This area, I think I am a little bit stronger than sharing the gospel. After many years in Africa, year 95, we went back to Africa after a few months break, furlough. A young man called Isa. Isa is Jesus, okay, in Arabic. His name is Jesus. He became Christian before I left for furlough. I led him to the Lord. So when I arrived back home in Africa, all the time those people telling me saying that Isa returned back to become Muslim. Okay. And he's like my son. I mean, I'm reaching out to the Manga people, 4.5 million of Manga people, Muslim people, no church, no pastor, no Bible, nothing. And he's the first one, convert. So I just put down my luggage, I went to his house, and spent several days. Every day, a couple hours, just listen to him, encourage him, and pray with him. And look at him now. He came back to the Lord, and he is the only pastor of 4.5 million Manga people now, reaching out villages, a lot of converts now. The government even gave him 30 minutes per Sunday to preach on the national radio. And then last month, actually, I was planning to go to visit them because, you know, last month, the end of April, it was our new church building, 10 years anniversary. So they already prepared for party, everything, and asked me to preach and share whatever. And they invite friends from villages, different places to come, Muslim friends. But because of my eye condition, the trip was canceled. But anyway, whenever I think about him, I just feel like, wow, this is great, you know, as mom, as dad, in the spiritual sense, it's so important. So in a way, I would like to encourage brothers and sisters, doesn't matter how old you are, what age you are, what gift you have, try to encourage, try to care. You know, we may not be able to do a lot, but if everybody is doing it, you know, our church, those people, they get to know us, you know, that will be, you know, something that is so meaningful to do. So let's do it together. Let's do it together. And also, Paul mentioned about, you are my glory and joy, in the last two verses of chapter 2. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. So, who are your glory and joy? Who are my glory and joy? You know, the last month when I thought about if I can go back to the African church, and then they are celebrating, I will see many of them because of Jesus Christ, because of our little bit of obedience, you know, to the Lord, and their life has been changed. And they are celebrating. They are enjoying. They having party because of Jesus Christ. You see, when you look at those people, what do you have? What do you feel about it? It's your joy. It's your glory. We know we have brother and sister here, you know, just, you know, reaching out to care for people. And then whenever we talk about these people, we have joy. We feel like, wow, God's glory is on us. So brother and sister, when we as Christians, we want to serve our Lord, we want to, you know, live our life pleasing to our Lord, at the same time remember God wants to bless you and us. But let us respond accordingly to what the Bible teaches us. You know, share the good news, learn how to care for other people, and then expect, you know, the joy and the glory when we see the result. So this is so wonderful. How can someone be Christian and strong in the Lord and keep going? Unless we see, you know, God's blessing in our life. Otherwise, sometimes we'll just feel like, well, it's a nominal Christian or a good Christian, doesn't really matter because, you know, we probably end up at the same place. But if we are only thinking about going to heaven, maybe. But even going to heaven, God may ask different questions. What have you done? The question can come out with different response. And then if I've done nothing, and I will be embarrassed, I will just, you know, stand behind someone tall and like, you know, okay, God, don't see me, because yeah, I'm here already, but I have nothing to report. I just, you know, but I want to see some other people say, God say you are a faithful servant, and I will be, you know, so embarrassed, so, you know, disappointed if I don't do it, you know, when I had the opportunity. So what I want to just encourage brothers and sisters is follow the example of Jesus Christ, and follow the example of Paul. You know, be a servant of God and take whatever opportunity we can to share, to encourage, and, you know, just to expect God is going to bless us. Alright, let's pray. Father God, I want to thank you for this morning that we can worship you. May your word through Paul's teaching, through 1 Thessalonians, encourage us to move forward strong and faithful and commit ourselves to you. And we know that this is something that you would like to see in our lives, and also this is the way that you want to bless us. So we continue to pray for all the brothers and sisters. Let us expect more. Let us, you know, ask God for more so that we can do a better job, so that we can really, you know, have you know, impact in your kingdom and bring many people to the Lord, and that is a blessing in your sight. We want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.